We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to Bills Training Camp, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. And joining us, the defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, Mike Pettine. Coach, thanks very much for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Your impressions of preseason game number one last Sunday, what'd you think?
Well, I think it was a good start. I think we were very pleased with the effort, the energy, you know, how hard our guys played, how physical our guys were. And we have a lot of things to clean up, and you know, we were relatively simple scheme-wise. I didn't want to get too much into the scheme part of it, but coming out of it, watching the tape too, it was very few mental mistakes, which is another thing that we were pleased with. But I think the biggest thing to take from it was the energy and the passion that our guys played with. I mean, they were out there having a good time.
Yeah, I noticed that too, and not that I was surprised, but you don't always get that, I should say, in preseason games, especially with new systems. Guys might be tentative. You seem to found a way to get them flying around on the field in this new system.
Well, I think it's a credit to the staff. You know, I'm blessed with one of the best group of, you know, assistant coaches, one of the best in the NFL, and proof of that is how well the backups played. I mean, a lot of times when you have good players, you can kind of hide as a coach. You see some coaches that, you know, they got all first round picks. They're pretty good coaches. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you give them a bunch of down the line guys, and you find out what kind of coach they are. And that's why it just validated to me how good our guys are as teachers and motivators. That from the top of the roster to the very bottom, those guys that are fighting for those last roster spots, they all played hard. They got lined up. They knew their jobs. And like I said, that's a credit to the staff.
You said something interesting going into the first game, into the Indianapolis game, about not worrying about playing vanilla, not worried about showing your hand defensively in these preseason games. There's no value to that, to hiding some things, or maybe you do hide?
Well, we did. I mean, it's you know, going into a game like that, we're not going to carry a full inventory just for – I mean, a typical game plan during the season is going to be anywhere from 35 to 50 calls, whereas our inventory currently in training camp is well above that number. So we definitely weren't going to carry everything. And, again, that's a matter of wanting to get our guys lined up and play. Now, with that being said, I mean, we still ran a good number of pressures. We didn't want to sit back and just – be vanilla, rush four, and play coverage behind it. We still wanted to pressure, but it was just a very limited call sheet from a pressure standpoint.
You did have some corner blitzes, something that we haven't seen a lot of in previous regimes here. Talk about that and your philosophy, I guess, of taking that chance to blitz a nickel corner typically.
We haven't brought the outside corners much, but the inside, the slot corner, we've had a good amount of success with. We've always been blessed with having a good blitzer, whether it was Baltimore or whether it was back in New York. Having a good blitzer at that spot, and I think that's schematically, I think you need to have that you can, you know, that you can generate some free runs from that position at times and make some big plays, and then with the talent we have in the secondary, the ability to a safety to kind of roll down and rotate down behind that pressure and still be able to hold up in coverage, that's a big thing for us. So nickel pressure will be a big part of what we do.
Yeah, I was wondering if the safety who has to roll over and cover is almost as important to that scheme as the actual blitzer in that sense.
And that's where we're blessed to have a guy like Aaron Williams who has corner, who has experience playing on the slot and experience playing outside as a corner. So, again, the versatility comes into play. Otherwise, you have to get in a situation where you flip the safety in the corner and bring the safety, and it's pretty obvious to the offense what you're doing. So I think we're blessed from a roster standpoint to be able to do that and disguise it.
In the Colts game, you had Mario Williams come free for an early sack in the game. When you look back at that, what did you see? How did he get free?
Well, it was a bit of a layup. I think post game the Colts admitted there was a cadence mistake. I think the left tackle and the quarterback weren't on the same page cadence-wise, so Costanzo actually never got out of his stance. So we get in a situation like that, we tell our guys, don't miss the layup. But, again, anytime we're approaching a quarterback from behind, we're thinking football, and that was the one of the things where I think he was going high over the top to strip the ball. And, those are the things that, we hope schematically we can generate some of those free runs at a quarterback's back at his blind side. Or that we have pass rushers that can win to put us in that situation as well.
Mike, as long as you've been doing this as a defensive coordinator, how much do you change things up based on the video from a preseason game? I mean, you probably have ideas about what you've seen out here at practice. Now you get to see him against an opponent. And do you not go back to the drawing board, but do you kind of reevaluate certain players, what their capabilities might be, certain schemes, and how much you might want to use them?
Sure, because we're in the business of evaluating guys. I mean, the games are the most important thing. I mean, you can have guys that look great in the spring when we were in shorts, look great in training camp in the drill work. And then you get some guys, when they get to the 11-on-11, it just doesn't translate. What they've been able to show previously, for whatever reason, isn't there. And then you have the flip side of that, where you have guys that you're just not sure about. They don't look great in drill work, and even some of the stuff when you go against yourself, you know, they don't really show up. And all of a sudden, it's game day, and these guys are jumping off the tape at you. So we put the majority of stock in our evaluation in the 11-on-11 work, particularly when it's against a different opponent.
Mike Patton, the Bills defensive coordinator, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp. I want to ask you about a couple of, you know, down-the-roster type guys who, one of the guys, when you talk about 11-on-11, we saw Chris White in the scrimmage out here over a week ago and then again on Sunday. Chris White seems to be making plays for a guy who's, you know, two or three with the inside, the middle linebacker spot.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that I was just talking about. And we did him a disservice. I want to say one of the mistakes we've made here in the beginning is we actually had him as an outside linebacker in the spring. Then towards the end, it was a numbers thing, and we were kind of looking about how many inside backers do we want to carry in the camp and how do we want to categorize guys. It was right at the end of the spring, mandatory camp. We said, you know what, with Chris's best spot most likely is inside. And in hindsight, I wish that we would have realized that from day one. And when we moved him there, I mean, you could tell he's a natural linebacker. Bends his knees well, has good instincts, plays square, is physical. And it's evidenced by that he's a good special teamer. I know he was a good special teamer for the Bills a year ago. And, that's a big role for him. If you're going to make the squad as a backup linebacker, you have to be a core teamer. But he's a guy that we've been very pleased with.
Everybody saw the play in the end zone by Kiko Alonso when he raked the ball out. What did you see looking at the video of Sunday's game from Kiko, and how is his progress, would you say?
I would say it was a typical preseason opener for him. He did some really good things, and then there were a couple things he needs to work on. There was one where he kind of stepped up into a gap where we were stunning a defensive lineman into. He needs to know what's going on in front of him, and he ended up losing leverage on the back that way. But overall, I was very pleased with him. It's hard to think of him as a rookie anymore. He's had so many reps in the system as the starter, out there calling the defense. And again, since everybody's new to the system, it's really they're all rookies in it when you think of it. So, the play he made in the end zone was a tremendous one. I mean, we knew as soon as they went empty that they were trying to isolate the Mike linebacker with the tight end Everybody on the sideline knew right where the ball was going. He made a heck of a play to get it out. We were laughing at the film, and all the Colts fans jumped up and put their signal touchdown and then sat right back down. So that was a heck of a play.
A week or so ago, you had great things to say about Alex Carrington, and I think it's worth repeating, maybe not exactly word for word, but I think Bills fans need to know because Carrington's been around for a few years, has made most of his contributions on special teams for the last few years. What do you see in Carrington that leads you to think he could have, you know, a lot to contribute to your defense now?
Well, I mean, we have our saying, play like a Bill. You know, we want guys to be tough, physical, competitive, relentless. And, I mean, you go right down the list, he fits every word. I mean, he's a guy that is passionate about football, so important to him. You can tell he's good, as I said about Gilmore. I mean, Alex is a good player. He wants to be a great one. And, I mean, he is a sponge from a standpoint of, you know, please coach me. Tell me – help me. You know, what do I need to work on? And I think he's one of our best technicians up front. I think he's got great, real great pad level. I think if you ask the offensive lineman, you know, who's the best technically sound defensive lineman, I think Alex is going to pop up on that list more often than not as the top guy. So, been real pleased with where he is. You know, he's in a position where he's not going to make a lot of splash plays. Like a Mario or Jerry Hughes, as far as, you know, he's not going to show up in the stat sheet as much. But those, you need those types of guys. I mean, he's going to be solid, dependable. You know, you can trust him. You can always do it. You know, we know he's doing his job. You know, if you take our grade sheets from practice and games and just go through all the plus minuses, I'm willing to bet that he's right up there at the top with the fewest number of minuses.
Mike, you have not been able to see much from Leotis McKelvin. Is it your belief that when Leotis is healthy, you will plug him into that left corner spot?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, again, his health is the primary. Is the primary concern, and we don't want to rush it back. He's a veteran player. A lot of the coverages we're playing, he's played. A lot of them end up turning into man coverage down the field anyway, and so we're confident in his ability and what he flashed when he was healthy was something that we were very impressed with. So, again, we're just being very cautious with it, And then hopefully we can get him back on the field pretty soon.
What about the guys behind him? You've used Ron Brooks. You've used Creston Butler. Just talk about the depth that you might have at corner.
Yeah, it was good. We've had some of those guys show up that have been forced into playing, and Brooks especially, or whether it's Roby, those guys are all you saw the play that Roll made in the game. Yeah. I mean, there's and the style of defense we play, those guys are on their own a lot.
Mike Patton, our guest, the Bills defensive coordinator, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. As you move through this preseason, does your approach change at all? Do you set different goals? Does there, people traditionally say preseason game number three is the real tune-up game. Do you look at it like that as you move through these preseason games?
Yeah, we're pretty traditional that way. Our biggest thing is making sure that we're doing whatever it takes in the preseason to be ready for the opener. So we don't want to we don't over scheme for the preseason games. It's basically we're always kind of one eye ahead on the opening game, and that's the most critical thing. So if you have guys that are on the fence from an injury standpoint, that have a little nick here and there, that we always want to be very cautious and make sure that like I said, the big thing is to have them there week one.
Mike, thanks. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Mike Patton, Bills defensive coordinator, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Camp. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.